Welcome to 5910 Cherokee Drive, better known as Cherokee Lodge. Our home was built in the late 20s, and Joel and I have lived here for 13 years. We have several special features of our home that we'd like to share. And Joel, would you like to talk a little bit about those?
The home is built with reinforced concrete through the floors and the ceilings. Also steel I-beams for structural support. As you walk around, you see the hand-hewn beams in the ceilings. The walls and the ceilings are tongue-and-groove, red oak, 5/8 inch thick planks, not your standard paneling. The floors are random width, white oak planks up to 12 inches wide. Another feature which is a little unique for the era, I believe, is the recessed radiators, so there's no floor space taken up by the radiators. Out back, at the edge of the grass line, is the remnants of an old English garden that would have been a pond, a gazebo, which is kind of, the walls have fallen down. It'd be fun to resurrect, but I haven't gotten to that yet.
There's some historical features of the home, which I'd like to highlight for you as well. The home was built by a bootlegger, and during Prohibition, it was a speakeasy. As you noticed when you came in, the front door opens out so no one can kick it in, and it was also facilitated a quick exit for folks. Downstairs in the first room we come to is a card playing room, and in each of the four corners is a fanned poker hand etched in our concrete floor, and there's a ace of diamonds in the center, and then in the next room a sunburst is in the larger room. In the home, consistent with the bootlegger and its origin, there's several hiding places. You're walking along, and in the continuity of the wall, there's a closets which will open, which are, when we first saw the house, was very surprising. Also, in the very back of the property, we learned from many of our elderly neighbors that there's evidence of guardhouses that were once there. And Joel, in his exploration, found a concrete slab, one of the remains of a guardhouse. And also interesting to highlight, in three of our bathrooms, we have rookwood tile. So that concludes the historical features of the home. In terms of the past residents, we mentioned the bootlegger, which was very interesting. It was also in the 70s, it was in the 60s, it was purchased by Eastern Hills Unitarian Universalist Church, and was a church into the 70s when it was purchased by a couple from England, and they referred to this as their little piece of England. And then Joel and I purchased it 13 years ago and fell in love with it when we walked in. We loved the history of the home. We loved the positive energy we felt, and just felt ensconced in a lot of comfort and security. So that is our home.